The Nicky Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi. We've dropped our prices on hundreds of products. Even more reasons to swap to Aldi today.
The crash test on me. What's Mr. happening? Mullen, who's put himself and his body on the line so many times for this show. And for that, we are truly, truly, truly grateful.
Not just the show.
Yeah. Carl, how is your body feeling at the moment? You tweeted a bruised palm of your hand last night. Let's hold that up to the sky.
I want
to
squeeze that.
The makeup is starting to wear off there, Carl.
my eyeliner that I just rubbed all over. That's actually, I think, to be fair, after what we went through, I think a bruised palm, I'll take that. It's not too bad.
It's called the Red Bull Fox Hunt, and it involves mountain biking down a mountain. And I'll do it for Jenny before any new listeners to the show freak out. For Jenny's behalf,
yes.
No animals are harmed. No animals are actually even involved.
Just Owen McDermott
in the Red Bull Fox Hunt.
The only person that's going to be harmed is myself and Owen.
Right. So
and Owen's hair.
Yes.
So tell us
that's
a bit about
it. That's the only hair in the Fox Hunt here is Owen's.
Tell us a bit about it.
Okay. So Fox Hunt, it's a downhill mountain biking race, and it's 400 mountain bikers start at the same time, and 15 seconds
Carnage.
Later, a professional.
15 seconds. That's a bit harsh. Isn't
15
it?
Seconds. A professional starts after you, and the aim is to try and get to the bottom of the mountain before he catches you.
Okay, I have a little tip for you.
Yes.
Take the professional's chain, just flick it off before you go, right?
The only thing is, it's downhill though.
No, it doesn't matter. He'll have to stop and put the chain back on. Do you know what I mean?
Or I'll just take a little.
Just a little.
A little penknife or something like that.
Why don't you steal his saddle?
They don't use saddles, do you?
That's very true.
They don't, yeah.
No. Just
these are professionals.
Just
maybe if he
you.
Comes by, I'll just kick him off his bike.
So the idea is he's to catch you.
He has to try and catch me.
Catching means just cycling by you, does he?
Cycle passes. That's okay. Going to happen within the first 8 seconds of the race.
So this training is pointless then, because after 8 seconds you're going home.
No. We're able to still finish. We're able to still finish the race. But that's why we've decided that because it's Owen and myself doing the race.
Sorry, just from my point of view, I wouldn't bother me. Arse finishing. You'd be like, this train. And then this lad catches you, who's Evel Knievel on a bike, right? And then you go, actually, come on, Owen, we'll finish the old thing anyway.
No, because there's honour on the line here, because Owen and myself have made a wager, and it is...
How much is it?
Myself, it's not money. It's the loser between the two of us has to get a back second crack live in the air.
That's right. There's
a lot on the line.
That's right. Here. I said I'd pull the strips.
Yes.
Depends who's the loser, though, whether I'll back out with that or not.
So, safety aside, we're taking this very seriously, you know. The competition has very much heated up.
Now, it's actually quite, because you were showing us the videos, people can go onto the 2FM Facebook and see these, of the training. Like, you're going down and then you're, over the handlebars and then...
This is I'm definitely living up to the whole crash test dummy name very well during this one. And the difference is, if anyone remembers, I did Red Bull Crashed Ice at the start of the year, which was a downhill ice skating thing. The thing about Crashed Ice was, if you fell and you hit the wall, you kept sliding. It wasn't a dead stop. Whereas if you fall off a mountain bike and hit a tree,
you're in the tree.
You stop. That's it. So it's actually a little more dangerous and definitely scarier than the ice skating.
What speeds are you getting up to, do you think, or can you know?
I'd say, you could get up to silly speeds, but it's a matter of...
What speed are you getting up to, though?
What are you getting up to?
120 mile an hour.
Right.
I swear to God. No, I'd say we're doing probably 30...
Can you get penalty points in the
forest? You can probably get up to 30 or 40 mile an hour.
And you're not indicating, obviously.
No. Well, if I'm able to take my hands off the handlebars, I will indicate.
Have you got a basket and a horn?
Listen... I have a lovely basket on the front of my head. Full face helmets, everything.
So tell me this now, and tell me no more. Do you break much, or is it you're told not to break?
This is the thing that's been the most difficult part of training. So we are obviously like beginners at this, and our natural reaction and your brain's natural reaction when you're coming to a really, really steep hill of tree roots and all of this is to say, oh my God, slow down. Stop, you fool. That's what your brain says, but actually what you need to do
is hit it
as fast as you can.
Mm.
Because the faster you go, the less likely you are to fall. But we don't really have the confidence or the ability to do that yet.
You know, same. I remember we did a many years ago track racing day, and you got to go around with a professional in a race car, and you sat in the video, and you sat into the passenger seat, and then after a couple of laps, then you swapped over, and he talked you through driving it. And when you're coming to corners and you're coming in on a track at 160k or whatever it might be, they're telling you that I don't know if you experienced this,
but
they actually tell you don't break, drive into that corner.
Yeah.
Goes against everything
and you're like
you think of.
Now, when I did that before, and I was just saying it off air, and you're getting to that speed, and he's like, don't break. And I remember afterwards, he was in my ear, he was screaming at me. I was like, I want to break. And then there's a rabbit on the edge of the track. And I said, oh, God. Oh, God. And I slowed down. He was like, Jenny, get out of the car. I was like, there's a rabbit down there. And he was like, it's got myxomatosis. It's not going to move. Just keep driving.
It's got
I was like, myxomatosis. It was just, it was there for the whole time I was training. And he said, please drive by that rabbit. I guarantee it will not cross your track. And I was like, I'm not killing a rabbit now. I'm just not doing it.
It should be fair. It wouldn't really be your fault if anything had happened.
I wouldn't do it, though. No. I wouldn't do it. It's not about fault. I wouldn't have slept that night. Okay. I'd rather lose the race than kill a rabbit.
Okay.
That's why I'm not a professional driver.
I can see Jenny's future racetracks will involve zebra crossings and things like that.
Can I just mention that Chuck and Snaps on Twitter tweeted us and said, you better be periscoping that back stack and crack.
Well, we might.
I don't think anybody would like to see that, to be honest.
We might have a close up of whoever's face it's getting done to.
Yeah, I don't think anyone needs to see that.
Facial reactions.
Yeah, we don't want to break.
But yeah, can you beat him?
I think I can. But the will.
I think that's not very strong.
No. I'm confident in my ability, and I'm up for this. I seriously am. I'm feeling this, and I cannot wait for the weekend. The only thing I will say is, you could be 3 minutes ahead. I could be 3 minutes ahead of Owen, and take an absolute hopper and go over the handlebars, and that could be the.
Are you
of the
at
race.
An advantage though, because Owen's very tall? I'm not saying you're not, but he's particularly tall, so he's a bit awkward. I've seen him falling in the office.
Yes. No, and Owen took a serious fall the other day as well.
In the office,
Have you seen him walking?
Why did he fall in the office?
He just tends to fall over, and that's without even being on a bike.
Yeah, he is. He's quite a clumsy lad.
He is. Yeah.
He's quite fast though on the bike. And if you want to go online, actually on the 2FM Facebook page, you can see Owen and myself both took proper falls, and we caught them on camera.
So tell us his strengths versus your strengths and his weaknesses versus yours.
I'm probably a little more gung-ho, which is a good thing and a bad thing, because I'm probably more likely to absolutely go over the handlebars.
Right.
Own strength is...
You're a bit ballsier, but that could prove more fatal because of more accidents.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Whereas Owen is probably a little smarter, and technically he's quite good on the bike.
Okay, last one. Tell me this and tell me no more. Who's better looking?
What a silly question. Of course it's me.
Great, Carl. Listen, nail it. Okay, it's happening.
When is it?
Next Sunday, Ross Trevor in the North. It starts at the top of Sleeve Martin and then goes down through Trails, Forest and Moorland over 3.5 miles.
I promise you, I will do the Nicky
Burns
show.
Is that this Sunday or the following
Sunday? This Sunday.
400 cyclists involved. You can go to redbull.com for more info. I presume, can people go and see this? They can't really
people can come and watch.
But they're just at the finishing line, I guess.
No, they're like along the course as well. They can. Yeah,
and it's dangerous. There's cliffs involved and stuff, isn't
there? There's the full shebang. So I'm putting myself on the line for you guys, but I won't let you down. I'm telling you.
What are you wearing?
Full face helmet, elbow pads.
Make sure now you shave your legs because it makes you go faster.
Oh, listen, I'm anything.
How long will it take you from start to finish to get down the hill?
It'll probably take us 20-25 minutes, I'd say. That's my guess. But we'll be updating all weekend over Twitter and on Facebook, and we'll have a video then of how we get on at the start of next week.
Carl Mullen, do not let us down. Carl Mullen, everybody, crash that stormy to the stars. Back in the next hour with the brand new lab.